The Lord Jesus spent 3 years teaching his disciples that he must suffer, die, and rise from the dead in order to complete his messianic mission. But despite his constant effort to teach the disciples to grasp this essential truth, when the day of resurrection finally dawned, they were completely surprised at the empty tomb and could not comprehend what had happened. Why? Because nothing like this had ever happened in the history of the world, and nothing like it has ever happened again. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is God's supreme and holy marvelous work, and it is the central event in the history of the entire universe. But the resurrection is not merely an event of the past that we should study, understand, and revere. It is rather a present reality, one that changes our lives when and if we open our hearts and minds to Christ and allow him to transform us by grace through faith from the children of Adam by birth into the children of God by second birth. Put most simply, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is the only reason why the grave and its putrefaction is not our eternal destiny of silence and everlasting nothingness. On Good Friday, we read in St. John's Gospel that after Jesus died upon the cross, a soldier thrust in his lance into Christ's side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. As Eve was formed from the side of the sleeping Adam, so was Christ's bride, the church, formed from his side as he slept upon the cross. And this is so because the church is formed by holy baptism and the Holy Eucharist, the sacraments which are symbolized by the water and blood from Christ's side. Lifted high on the cross, Christ gave his life for us, so much does he love us. And to his open heart, the Savior invites all men to draw water in joy from the springs of salvation. And that is why we are here today, to rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and in his promise of eternal life extended to us in the new and eternal covenant. The death of the Lord Jesus is our ransom from death, and his resurrection is our rising to life. Christ is the victim who dies no more, the Lamb once slain who lives forever. In the Lord Jesus, a new age has dawned. The long reign of sin is ended. A broken world has been renewed, and man is once again made whole. This, my friends, is the life of grace, the abundant life of the new creation, and the Lord Jesus gives us this life through the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation for all who have faith, and through the seven sacraments of his church, beginning with baptism. St. Paul explains this mystery in his letter to the Romans. Are you not aware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Through baptism into his death, we were buried with him, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. If we have been united with him through likeness to his death, so shall we be through a like resurrection. This we know. Our old self was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might be slaves to sin no longer. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we are also to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no more power over him. His death was death to sin once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, Paul concludes, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. Alive for God in Christ Jesus. That is what we are called to be in holy baptism, and that is why we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ this day by renewing the promises of our own baptism and resolving to live as missionary disciples of the risen Lord. If we are to live in the freedom of the children of God rather than in the slavery of sin, then let us resolve once again to turn away from our sins and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, who is our eternal priest and universal king. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is, who was, and who is to come. All time belongs to him and all the ages. To him be glory and power through every age forever. Christos Anesti, Alithos Anesti. Christ is risen, truly he is risen. Alleluia, alleluia.